This week's episode is brought to you by hearing the same Christmas song over and over and over.
See, you know, I don't understand why the beginning line of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is just like, remember all these people, but do you remember the most famous one? And all the kids are like, yeah, I remember the most famous one. As if not remember, like, would you not remember the most famous one? It's just like, you remember all these random jazz artists or whatever, whatever. But do you remember Michael Jackson?
Well, do you remember the most famous Beatle, George Harrison?
Pitbull?
Well, Kevin, you're going to love this episode.
Legitimately, they play Frosty the Snowman constantly, and I don't know who gives a fuck about that
song. We've all heard of Rudolph and his shiny nose.
But seriously, like, the Frosty the Snowman song is, like, kind of retarded.
But all of those stories seem kind of gay.
But seriously, like the Frosty song sucks.
It's bad.
Yet it just keeps getting played over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was complaining about earlier that there are Alvin and the Chipmunks versions of songs, not just the one shitty something 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 I want a hula hoop song.
Christmas slit my wrists.
Yeah, no. Granted, that song is an abomination. But they also do have a version of Frosty the Snowman that I heard today, and I almost put my head through a fucking wall.
I'll put you through that fucking wall.
Put you through that fucking wall.
We're outside, idiot. Then I'll build a wall and I'll push you through it.
I still haven't watched the new season of that, actually.
I haven't either. I thought it was really funny to begin with, but then it would just be in the same general tropes over and over again.
Yeah.
And it didn't change it up.
Yeah.
Like, Bill Burr's hilarious, but, like, you know, come on. We gotta give me something here.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that this season's really good, so it might be better than the previous one was.
You're a previous one.
You're a mean one, Kevin Hodge. You hate Christmas songs.
Yep. So yeah, this week we don't have much to talk about, so we're going to talk about our 10 more Christmas songs that you should be listening to.
If you Number know, three will surprise you.
Yep, and there's going to be an ad every 10 seconds, and then then we're going to tell you that you want a free iPod Touch.
Yeah, we're going to blow your phone up.
Refresh the page.
Yeah, blow your phone up with pop-ups. We're going to ruin your will to even look at content ever again. I mean, it's just like, I don't even care. I don't even need to use this phone. It's just, fuck it. I'm done.
Yeah. So, if you don't remember, in 2017, so 2 years ago, actually, last year we were going to do a Christmas episode too, but that was when our recording equipment just went to shit, and so we took a hiatus instead, which will be happening again here soon, sadly. We did a country Christmas song episode, which actually was the most played of our podcast on Spotify this year. So
I had so much more respect for you listeners until I found that out.
So this is our second Christmas. On the previous one, we talked about "Please Come Home for Christmas" by the Eagles. "I'm Going Home, It's Christmas Time" by Balsam Range. "Santa Looked a Lot Like Daddy" by Brad Paisley. "There's a New Kid in Town" by Chris Young and Alan Jackson, written by Keith Whitley. "Under the Weather" by Chris Young. "Present Without a Bow" by Casey Musgraves. "Cowboy Christmas" by Aaron Enderlin. "Born on Christmas Day" by Brad Paisley. "Christmas in Dixie" by Alabama. And "Kentucky Homemade Christmas" by Kenny Rogers. "I'll Kiss You Right in the Mouth." So go back
and dreams you guys have.
So go back and listen to that episode if you want to hear some, and we talk about other kind of various Christmas songs. And
But first, before we even transition, I do have to mention how weird it is that 25 years after the initial release, Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas Is You" has gone number one. What the fuck?
How is that possible that it never went number one?
Has there ever been something like this where there's such a massive delay? between a song going number one and like it being released. I mean, granted, I know why it happened. Is because all the memes that had, you know, like fucking, you know, right after Halloween, Here Comes Christmas, like Mariah Carey was all across the meme world as Halloween ended and the fucking, you know, November started. So I can get why everyone's just like, oh, Mariah Carey, Christmas. It's like in their brain. But legitimately, I am shocked that it went number one. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's been 25 years. We've been listening to that fucking thing for 25 years.
I was about to say, do you know how old it is? Yeah, it's 25 fucking years.
It's unbelievable.
It's her first number one hit since 2008.
I think I also saw that, like, now she's somewhere, like, one behind the Beatles or some shit. Or some stupid thing.
Number one since 2008 and her 19th overall, one fewer than the Beatles.
like what?
That's... How is it that the song never went number one before?
That's more alarming. It's not even that it went number one now. It's like, so you're telling me we straight up had 24 Christmas seasons and it didn't go number one, and then for some reason 19 was like, you know what? This is the time. This is really the time. And also, how hilarious is it that Mariah Carey, known stuck-up bitch, has the songs about how I don't want literally any material goods, all I want is you, but in reality, she's kind of a bitch.
Well, didn't you see the pop star documentary? She is the most humble person.
I love that part so much, because I don't know if she is even, like... I swear, I straight up feel like the reason they were able to get her to agree to say that is not because she got the tongue-in-cheek hilariousness of it, but that she legitimately was like, you know, I'm like the most humble person I know. And they're just like, yes, good, use it.
Yeah. It might have gone, I'm looking at this article, it might have gone number one because last month they released a 25th anniversary copy of the CD, so that might have sold, and that might be what caused it to go number one.
That could explain it. Hey, but Cordero Patterson made the special teams Pro Bowl.
That's not surprising. He genuinely is like the best returner, besides maybe that dude on the Saints.
Well, but he also like destroys people on like kick and punt and shit.
Yeah, he's awesome. I'm very happy the Bears picked him up last year. That was
absolutely.
That was an amazing pickup. Love it. Anyway, yeah, so obviously, if you don't listen to both our podcasts, you're like, what? We just recorded our football one, and Kevin's watching the Hall of Fame, or not Hall of Fame, Pro Bowl.
Just the NFL Network people talking about Pro Bowl things, and I just keep looking up randomly whenever I see someone I know, which is constantly.
Yeah. That's really funny that that song after 25 years has gone number
25 years. 25 years. It's... I mean, I would have to believe no one else has had a song that gets released and then 20 or even like 10 years later, it goes number one the first time. It's just a weird thing. It's kind of cool.
The only other really funny weird like record like that is the fact that what's that fucking song called Mr. Sunshine or whatever is still like on the UK charts. Or what is it, Mr. Sunrise or Mr.
What is that, the Mr. Sandman song?
No, that
because that's like all that's going on in my brain right now.
Always on the UK charts.
Sunshine, UK, England.
Mr. Brightside, that's the song.
Oh, the fucking the song by the Killers.
Yeah, it's been on the UK charts ever since it premiered.
It's just still on there.
Yeah, it's always on the UK charts.
Oh, well, that fucking song is a jam, but that's weird.
It's just so funny that song's been out for years, and it's always on the UK charts. It's never left it. That's really awesome. So this week, we're going to talk about 10 amazing Christmas songs that you should be listening to. So let's just hop right into it. This is going to be maybe a shorter episode, but
three
I just jinxed it.
Will surprise you!
You're actually going to like number three.
I don't even know what they are.
I know, I didn't send them to you on purpose because I wanted to shock you with the amazing country Christmas songs that you need to hear. So first up, at number 10...
I am prepared!
Number 10 is a song by John Prine called Silver Bells.
Oh, okay.
So, if you don't know, the song Silver Bells is a song about bells that are silver, and John Prine is just an amazing musician, and he just, you know, makes those silver bells chime, and it's amazing.
Where were you the first time you heard John Prine's Silver Bells?
I don't know, but it was shortly after I heard number 9's country Christmas song, Kenny Chesney's Silver Bells.
You son of a bitch.
You know, when he brings that island charm to Christmas music, I'm like, you know what I think of when I think of Christmas? Hot beaches and swimsuits and the
hot
ocean.
Hot beaches, silver bells, hand in hand.
Blue ocean, silver bells. But anyway, next up is number 8, Brett Eldridge's Silver Bells. Brett Eldridge just, he has this amazing voice that despite, you know, his popness in his country music, he just has that deep voice that just perfectly, you know, gives you the essence of Silver Bells.
He really grabs the L's on the Silver Bells.
Just hearing that voice,
I tell you,
Silver Bells. It's like, God damn, that is just amazing. Next up is another traditionally pop artist, but they're just really good at singing, is Lady Antebellum's Silver Bells. Did you know that she tried out for American Idol and they turned her down? That is unbelievable. And now
it's probably because she didn't sing Silver Bells.
Yeah, that's true. She probably went in there and was like, hey, I'm going to sing All I Want for Christmas Is You. And they're like, bitch, that song's never even gone number one. Why would you sing that song, you fucking idiot?
Idiot.
And then she's like, God damn it, fine, Silver Bells. And
they're just like, you know what? I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Exactly. No one's ever covered it. But next up is number 6, a great Christmas song, is Brad Paisley's Silver Bells.
One of these days, dude, I'm convinced, you won't say Silver Bells. Yet. It is not that day.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just doing my favorite fucking Christmas songs, and you're shitting on them. Have you heard Brad Paisley play the guitar? That man is a stud.
I prefer him to play his Silver Bells.
I know, but he's just known for the guitar. He had to leave the Silver Bells to someone else. But when he slows down the guitar and he's not doing solos, like, he can still deck out a mean, like, Silver Bells kind of, like, it's just slow ballad, and it's phenomenal. But next up is someone who just has an amazing voice. Is number 5, Martina McBride's Silver Bells. Dude, Martina McBride, it sucks that she kind of fell out of the spotlight. She hasn't really been huge since, like, you know, mid-2000s, back when I'm pretty sure she just tore up the charts in 05 with Silver Bells, and she just back when it was, like, prime female empowerment country, it was Martina McBride, Reba, Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert, Old Town Road, just like amazing amazing songs. But the way she talks about Silver Bells, it's just like, God damn it, she has an amazing voice. And
you know, it makes you feel like you've never even heard Silver Bells till you've heard her sing Silver Bells.
Exactly. But next up is number 4, a country legend that everyone knows.
Here we
this
go.
Song
Here we
Alan
go.
Jackson's Silver Bells.
Son of a bitch.
He is just, you got Chattahoochee, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning, Silver Bells. Like,
where were you when I started singing Silver Bells?
Just Alan Jackson, just slim, does no wrong, slimmer bells.
Where were you when we were singing Silver Bells?
Yeah, no, nothing. I don't know. Silver Bells is second only to Where Were You When They Built the Ladder to Heaven, because that was just amazing.
Build a ladder to heaven.
But the top 3, though, I think.
Here we go. Number 3 will surprise you. I am prepared for a real list. I know you've been holding out on me. Here we go.
Yep, we're hopping in. This song was also on Wade Bowen's latest album. It's a cover of Merle Haggard's Silver Bells.
Son of a bitch.
Even Kevin's favorite country artist of all time knew that Silver Bells is a song that you cannot pass up when you are creating country music.
Et tu, Brute, Merle.
And when Merle Haggard sings, I just wish that Merle Haggard had released a cover of All I Want for Christmas Is You, because that would have been a true masterpiece.
That would have gone number one faster than 25 years.
Exactly. But instead, we got just his legendary rendition of the original song, Silver Bells. And it's just amazing. Number two is actually by the guy who is considered to have the greatest voice in country music ever, is the legendary George Jones with the song Silver Bells.
Son of a bitch.
But it's also sang with Tammy Wynette, so you know it's quality song, because it's the same. Like, George Jones, he's in every country, named in every country song. He has the Grand Tour, the He Stopped Loving Her Today, Silver Bells. It's just unbelievable the career that this man had, that how drunk he must have been when he decided, you know what, I'm going to break the norm and cover Silver Bells, because it is just an amazing song that everyone needs to hear, and you just can't not sing Silver Bells.
Life-changing.
So, number one.
Hold on.
What?
You're just going to say Silver Bells again, and I'm going to lose my mind.
Why would I say Silver Bells? I'm doing original songs by these amazing country artists, and you're just assuming that I'm gonna do a shitty cover of a shitty fucking song that I hear way too much and I don't want to hear anymore.
I don't even know what year it is. Continue.
Number one, God, so rude, is Charlie Murray's Old Fashioned Christmas.
There's a God.
Alright, but for real, she released two country songs recently that are fucking amazing. It's Old Fashioned Christmas and, was it Kiss Me Under the Mistletoe?
I believe it was Kiss Me Under the Silver Bells.
Old Fashioned Christmas, and just Underneath the Mistletoe is what the other one's called.
Like I said, Underneath the Silver Bells.
Underneath the Silver Bells, you can hear me singing.
Can silver my bells anytime you want, Charlie Marie.
Yeah, not to be assholes about this, but she's beautiful, has an amazing voice, and I've already told my girlfriend multiple times that I would leave her in a heartbeat for.
Yeah, no, Charlie Marie is better than me, and that's just a fact.
Kevin had the greatest quote ever when we were talking about her the other day, and you need to repeat it because it was so fucking funny.
Shit, what did I say?
You said, if I ever had the chance to be with Charlie Marie, it wouldn't be God giving me it wouldn't be God being good to me, it'd be the devil being bad to her.
Yeah, no, if I ever somehow had a chance to get with her, I wouldn't even feel happy about it, because it wouldn't be God being nice to me, it would be God punishing her for doing something terrible. And that would make me feel bad.
But seriously, not to, you know, be sexist assholes or whatever. I mean, she's gorgeous and I love her, but she is actually...
she's also super fucking talented.
Yeah, she's an amazing... Yeah, because we wouldn't be saying the same thing about fucking, I don't know, Maren Morris or whatever, because her music sucks. But Charlie Marie, her music is absolutely fantastic, and she released two original country songs recently, and country Christmas songs. And they're amazing, and you should listen to them, and they're fantastic. So listen to those songs.
Please do. And also, if you have heard a version of Silver Bells that Steve hasn't, please let him know about this Silver Bells that is working.
And yes, I know Elvis did a version. God.
But his is for normies.
And Toby Keith. Anyway. So those are my top 10 country Christmas songs of 2019 that you should listen to. you know what? It's almost Christmas. We're tired and busy, and we didn't want to fucking do anything, so we did this.
I stand by it. I think the bit was good.
Me too.
What bit? What am I talking about? Silver Bells is clearly the 1 through... Or the 2 through 10.
10 through 10, yes.
10 through 10. Through 10.
Yes, 10 to 9 for
us. Honestly, fuck, 20 through 2. Let's just stack more of them.
Oh, up. Yeah, 10 more. We got Charlie Marie Silverbells. Anyway, moving on.
I just keep staring over this knife that's sitting on the table, and I'm just like, wonder if I just stabby stabby right here.
Right in the jugular. Anyway, moving on.
You boys like I'm sloppy.
Moving on to the number one country song this week, but not from this year because this year is terrible, is a song from 1978 that was number one for 3 weeks from December 16th to December 30th. It's a song by a little known guy known as, only known as,
Silver Bells?
Is Kenny Rogers with the song Silver Bells. No, just kidding.
I was so ready for it to be Silver Bells.
I should have gone through every year and just seen if Silver Bells ever went number one, but the song that went number one the song everyone fucking knows is The Gambler.
You gotta know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to cover silver bells, and know when to walk away.
Know when to pick them, know when to lick them, know when to stick them. but yeah, if you don't know the song The Gambler by Kenny Rogers, then you probably didn't see that Geico commercial. Because
if you don't know The Gambler, you either, one, never saw the Geico commercial, or two, are like younger than 15.
Yeah. Which, speaking of which, when I saw that Bears page, I realized I didn't follow it. I follow the hashtags Chicago Bears on Instagram, and they posted one with that. Yeah. And, it was this thing of just like, this is the most disappointing Bears season in the history of my, or like in my whole life. I'm like, well, then you must not have seen the season when they went 7-9 after going to the Super Bowl. And he's like, I was too young to remember that. I'm like, oh my God, that game was only like 13 years ago.
Who's giving the children smartphones?
Exactly. I'm like, God damn it. That means like a 15-year-old is fucking running this goddamn
page. Speaking of things that are stupid, so like we mentioned previously that I'm watching the NFL Network. They got done with the Pro Bowl thing, and now they're just replaying the fucking Redskins-Eagles game from like a couple weeks ago. Why in the world would anyone want to rewatch that?
Because you hate life and you need to torture terrorists at Guantanamo.
But seriously, like, I'm sitting here and I realize that the remote is too far away for me to be able to change the channel. So I'm locked in here. I'm fucking stuck between a Silver Bells and a Hard Place.
Silver Bells.
The funny thing is, actually, of all the fucking songs, I don't even really hate Silver Bells that much.
I'm in the city.
Like, there's so many worse ones that Silver Bells is like, you know, I'd take that.
Yeah, it's actually a song. Oh, I should have put Wade Bowen's cover on there.
Fuck!
But I did, that was my amazing joke of that Wade Bowen covered the song, because he did cover Merle Haggard's song on that album, and it was if we make it through December, but I'm hilarious. Kevin, what else have you been listening to, watching, doing, singing, pooping?
Silver Bells? Been vinyling it up, so naturally The Wanting and After the Fire.
Some
because
Cindy Junks.
The double album is incredible. Cody Jinx is coming to my town, and I bought tickets. Jealous. So
actually,
I'm
he's
very
coming
excited.
Near me too. I could get tickets, but
yeah, he's going to Joliet, so you could go. He's going to be in Davenport, which is the first time he'll be playing in that town technically. But it is really interesting to think about how the last time I saw him in town was at Ribco, which is
Tiny
just a bar.
Ribco, yeah.
And now he's playing the theater, you know, the theater in town that literally has, like, musicals and shit come through. Like, Book of Mormon was there. Like, it's a legitimate theater, and that's where he's playing now. And it's really cool.
And Nikki
sucks.
Lane and Alex Williams.
And Alex Williams. So, really great openers. Kind of sucks, like, you know, just the fact that it was so dope to see him in such small venues as he was ascending, like, that's just the kind of shit that I'm never going to forget. But I'm so happy that he's getting traction and people are caring. And, like, he seems to have, like, a really, really solid fan base, which is awesome because...
Yeah, because he's great. It's getting to the point where people who, like, mostly listen to mainstream are still... They're starting to hear his name. Like, people are starting to know who Cody Jinx is.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's impossible for him to be touring at the venues that he is now without him having a pretty solid, you know, fan base. Just nationwide.
Yeah,
and it's incredible. I love it. Obviously, a huge fan of his stuff. So yeah, I've been listening to that a lot. Also, I did start listening to Shane Smith and the Saints again because I remembered that I didn't listen to that their newest album, Hail Mary. I knew I loved it, and I listened to it a couple times when it first came out. But since they released it in chunks, I would like listen to a couple, then listen to a couple, then listen to a couple, and then I never really went back through the whole thing. So I started doing that, which has been solid. Yeah. What about you? And if you say Silver Bells, I will jam this fork knife into my eyeball.
No, I've been listening to Oh Holy Night, you fucking moron.
Oh my god, it still counts!
No, I've been listening to kind of my replay playlist a lot. My Apple one, and then obviously podcasts occasionally. But I've been watching Star Wars again, because episode 9 comes out in 2 days.
9999. Oh, shit. 9-9. Not literally saying 999 over and over again made me remember. I started watching on Netflix this limited docuseries called The Devil Next Door.
I've been wanting to watch that. It looks awesome.
I'm three episodes in, I think. I'm probably going to finish it tonight because I've only got 2 episodes left, and I think that'd only be like an hour total of time. It's been really, really super cool.
Yeah, I saw a trailer for it a while ago, and it was like coming soon to Netflix. I was like, ooh, I gotta see that.
That's like
when it came
one of the
out,
only I reasons I am keeping Netflix at the current is because of the fact that I always seem to find some sort of interesting documentary deal.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's pretty cool. So check it out if you want to be depressed.
Yeah, I don't use Netflix that much anymore. Mostly it's just my parents using it.
What are you doing, kitty?
Anyway.
Going to the premiere of Cats.
Yeah. You like cats?
Cats.
You can find us at CountryHodgePodge.com, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Country Hodgepodge, Spotify. We got all the playlists you can listen to. Actually, I need to put together both of our top 100 lists into our Country Hodgepodge 2019 list, as we did last year, which was a good list. You can get one of our dumb shirts on a link through the site, or if you go to tpublic.com, search Clifftron or Country Hodgepodge. Kevin's on Twitter at CHP_Trark, where he talks about how he hates life because the Bears are out of the playoffs.
They're so bad.
Please rate and view the podcast on iTunes. We're also on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Spotify. But that's it for this week. Next week, we are going to be counting down our top 50 favorite albums of the year. Sadly, Sam Hunt did not have an album come out this year, but he did have an amazing single, so we'll be talking extensively about that.
So that will be 1 through 10.
Exactly. And then Silver Bells is the other
Silver Bells.
But that's it for this week. Until next week, I'm Steve Hodge, as always joined by Kevin Hodge, saying goodbye, good night, and good Charlotte.
Silver Bells.